Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about, do female friendships truly exist? Now, in this episode, we'll be chatting about this topic because nowadays we know that obviously throughout centuries and many, many years, female friendships have definitely existed, and so has male friendships and even friendships between males and females. However, nowadays, there are a lot of high value women who actually suggest that you should not really have that many female friends, or you should really be very selective in picking your female friends because females can actually get very competitive and sometimes even toxic. So in this episode, we'll be chatting about, do female friendships truly exist, and do we really need to have female friendships in our lives, or are they just a complete waste of time and we should be befriending males instead, or just being alone all the time? So in this debate, my sister will be for the statement female friendships do not exist, and I will be against the statement female friendships do not exist. Without any further ado, we're going to get right into the debate, and my sister will be starting with the first point.
Yes, so this is a very good statement that everybody can relate to. I'm sure some girl someday or some part of her life, she has had some kind of female connections and female friendships or even relationships. So I think that female friendships do not exist because the reason is very simple, which is that girls can get very jealous very, very quickly. Like, for example, let's say when you're a teenager and if you have some couple of friends or something and you say to your girlfriends that, oh, guys, you know what? I got this new lipstick, which is from Kylie Jenner, and it has the latest one. And all those kind of things, it's very likely that that girl might feel like, you know, at first instinct, the first instinctual feeling might be that, oh my God, how come she got it but I couldn't get it? Like, that kind of a jealousy is created very straight away. But with boys, I feel like it's a bit different. Like, even if they're jealous, let's say they express it like in the face and it looks very natural. But when it comes to girls, we can suppress it in a way. Like, for example, let's say if I bought a Kylie Jenner lipstick, let's say, and then that girl is like, oh yeah, that's so nice, but you don't certainly know if she's saying that because she actually is happy for you, or because, you know, they're just saying it because they don't want to make you feel bad, or they don't want to seem jealous in front of you or anything like that. But I'm sure 110% of the time that a girl might take it in a wrong way, and she might be feeling very jealous towards you and thinking that. And that's why I feel like girls are nowadays are more and more clean and leaning onto the fact that they want to hide stuff from their girlfriends, especially if they're not the best well wishers and everything, because jealousy is very toxic and it can build up from the smallest of the things. Like, let's say if you have a bag which is like, let's say, from Louis Vuitton or something, and that girl does not have Louis Vuitton, for example, she might be like tempted to think that, oh my God, look at this girl showing off all the time, like, oh, that she can afford LV but I can't. So yeah, that would be basically my point, the fact that female friendships do not exist due to jealousy, which is very, very quick between girls.
Well, first of all, before I get started with the 2-minute timeout, I'd just like to quickly say that please do read the disclaimer, because we always mention that at the beginning of the podcast episode as it relates to all the podcast episodes of this series. And secondly is that obviously we're talking about female friendships and not female relationships in the sense of romantic relationships. We're only talking about being friends with females. But let's get back to it. Now, in order to respond to my sister's point, I would say that definitely, I would say that, you know, jealousy is something that can occur between anyone. It's not only females, even men can get jealous as well. And in fact, men to some extent can get even more jealous than females, because they always have to be constantly competing with each other to get the best female, to get the best job, to get the best, to be the best provider. So I think that they surely should be more jealous because they're competing with their men all day. And that's why I feel like it's not right to say that female friendships do not exist just purely due to jealousy. And also about the fakeness, I think that that is also quite a warped view, because I believe that fakeness is something that everyone kind of has to adapt to different people's personalities. So if you are basically with one specific friend you're not that close to, you're going to act differently compared to your best friend who you've known for 10 years. And everyone adapts to each other's personality when they stay with different types of people, and we're not always constantly the same. We don't always have the same attitude and behavior with every single person. So it's not right to say that, you know, oh, females, like, they're being fake when they say that they really like the Kylie Jenner lipstick. And let's be honest, you also don't necessarily know if they're jealous. You just assuming, and it's not good to assume things. So I think that altogether, because of all these assumptions and because of the behavior changing, it doesn't necessarily mean that female friendships do not exist. I think female friendships do exist. And now I wanted to quickly say my point for these 2 minutes, and that is that if male friendships can exist, then surely female ones can as well, because male friendships, males also have the same brain, they have like a heart, they have everything, they're still humans, and if they can, if they are able to maintain a friendship, then surely females are able to do so as well. I just don't understand why females would have less intellect. You're trying to say that females are not as powerful, or they're not as disciplined, or they're not as strong or intelligent as males to not have friends. I think that females also have the same amount of intellect to have female friendships.
I agree to some extent, but I feel like with male friendships, for example, they accept that some of them are going to have a better, you know, a better spouse or a better job or a better career or like a much more amount of money than, you know, their counterpart. However, with girls, it's a bit different because girls think that, oh, if she can get it, then I can get it too. Even though that might mean that she has to go beyond her means. For example, let's say to get the Louis Vuitton bag, she might take a loan out to just get a, like, you know, get the bag and then to feel inclusive of her group. Because all of her other friends are actually relying, you know, buying all these things. So girls are more tempted to do that rather than more than guys. Because guys, I don't feel like they're necessarily all of them want to fit in as quickly as girls are tempted to. And my point for this 2 minutes will be to definitely that I think girls are more judgmental towards others than, you know, guys of guy to guy friendships, because with girls, the thing is that we get very, very jealous, of course, and also very judgmental with whatever we're doing in our lives. For example, if there's something that, let's say, a girl says about her past relationships, for example, something like that, the other girl might be feeling very tempted and feel like, oh my god, how could you do that? Like, I would never do that. You're so weird. Like, why would you do that? And all this kind of, these kind of statements will come out most of the time from a woman rather than a guy saying that, oh yeah, that's so weird. No, guys actually just listen, and then they're basically, you know, give advice if they need to. But girls, we just go on and judge each other like so much. Whether there might be like, let's say, a girl wearing a headscarf, we might judge her and be like, oh my god, look at her, she's so oppressed. But also a girl with a headscarf, she can also see a girl who wears short dresses and think that, oh, look at her, she's so oppressed, she has to show her legs to be able to attract guys. Like, you know, those kind of, these kind of things actually do happen, and these are more prevalent with girls because of the way we this is how our nature is anyway. We're very jealous and very judgmental towards each other, and I think this is why female friendships do not exist.
So again, I would say that, you know, that may not, that's not, that could not be further from the truth, because I personally think that women actually are smart enough to actually know that they should not be taking a loan out for the Louis Vuitton bag. And if they're not smart enough, or if they don't have honestly the common sense to know that, oh, like, I shouldn't be taking out, or I shouldn't be getting debt for this Louis Vuitton bag, then I think men also do the same thing. There are also men who buy cars just to compete with their friends. There are also men who will go and buy the most expensive gifts for their wives and their girlfriends just to show to their friends that they have enough money to provide. So I think that, again, this is something that happens in both males and females. So we can't say that only females are the ones who will go extreme measures to actually compete with other women. And so I completely disagree with your point. And the second thing is about your point about a woman being judgmental. I personally think that us women being critical of each other, I know that sometimes it can get toxic or it can get negative, but I think that one of the things that makes us women strong is the fact that we are basically critical towards each other. Not critical, but we actually look at our weaknesses, and this means that we can grow from them, because this is like generally psychologically, women are more critical than men, and what this means is that women can look at flaws more easily. But this also makes us really good at our job, because if we can notice mistakes or things or problems that we can solve quicker than men. This is psychologically, I'm not making this up. And also this means that women are able to quickly fix their mistakes. So I think that that is actually a good thing, that females can support each other in their friendships. And for the last 2 minutes, I would say that my point is, for these 2 minutes, is that I have realized that many high value women actually have friends. So if you see, for example, even people like Kate Middleton, Michelle Obama, are you telling me that they do not have female friends? They definitely do. And they actually do have female friends, support them in their journey all the time.
That's fine. I agree. But as you said already, that sometimes female friendships can get so critical and so toxic and so judgmental that you feel like it is actually better to be alone than have friends who are always judging you and always criticizing you for all the little things that you do for them, or, you know, for yourself as well. But they're like, why are you doing this for? And then also make certain rules as well in the friendship, which is never available in a guy-to-guy friendship. For example, like, girls make rules with each other. Like, that's a very weird because you should be able to be whoever you like when you're with someone and not have rules imposed on you. But anyway, one thing that I would say about female friendships and why do not exist, and hence why they never last, is because of drama. Like, drama is a big thing that goes on between girls. Like, let's say, for example, if you say something weird or something rude to your girl, and she will be like, oh my god, why did you say that for? Now they're gonna be like, you might say that statement, but then they're gonna forget all the 99 things that you did good for them. And that's how just girls are. Like, honestly, like, even if you like help them, if you have, let's say if you're a girl who has been looking out for your girlfriend all the time, like, you know, after school club you waited for her, or, you know, you did stuff for her, like, let's say you gave your phone data to like talk to other people and all those kind of things. And then suddenly the last thing that you did is, like, let's say, like, you said something offensive that she might have found it offensive. They're going to forget all the 99 things that you did good, and they're basically going to erase you out because of one thing that you just said. So this is why female friendships do not last, and hence why they're so toxic, and which is why they don't exist. Because girls are very overcritical, as you said, and as I said before, and it can get so toxic for no reason. Like, just accept it that, okay, your friend messed up, okay, fine, forgive them and move on. And that's what happens with guys. Like, guys might say to each other weird stuff towards each other, but they're never gonna be like, yeah, and you're gonna be my friend anymore. Like, that never happens with guys. Like, guys are very forgiving and they move on, and hence why their friendships last more.
So again, I would say the first point you said about rules, I think that personally, I think that it is to some extent good to have rules in a friendship, because I think it's good to know like some form of terms and conditions in a friendship, because otherwise, like, you know, things can go a bit crazy. It's like, for example, if you tell your friend that you're not comfortable going out after 11 o'clock in the night, and you have never told that to your friend, your friend will keep dragging you to parties that are after 11 o'clock in the night, and they will never understand that you don't feel comfortable doing that. So I think that it is very important to have rules, and I think that that is not a woman being critical or a woman being judgmental. I think that's just simply having healthy rules that will actually protect you and your female friends, and they're basically boundaries. And the second thing that I wanted to say is the fact about about drama, and your point about drama. Well, I think that definitely drama, yes, it can exist between both males and females. There is a lot of drama that happens also within male friendships, don't get me wrong, because it does happen, but maybe it's just not as hyped up. But I think movies and social media makes girls' friendships more dramatic than male friendships. But also, I feel like in the end of the day, drama is about what you attract. So you can attract a group of female friends who love drama, or you can also attract a group of female friends who just stay away from drama. So I think it all comes down to you. So I don't think it's fair to say that female friendships do not exist just simply because you are attracting the wrong group of female friends, and it doesn't mean that female friendships do not exist. And my point for these 2 minutes is the fact that many women have actually built successful businesses even with their female friends. So I searched up a few. There was like 125 Collection, Yumi. These are all different brands that all started from female best friends, and it shows that people can actually build like business assets. There are so many collabs on YouTube with female best friends. They all grow and profit together. So I think female friendships definitely exist even in the business world.
Of course, those kind of friendships do exist, but those are like only, I would say, 1 out of 100 kind of friendships, and most of them are just, you know, talking bad about each other, gossiping, and, you know, drama, and being judgmental towards each other, and over criticizing and everything like that. But those kind of friendships actually do not exist, where, you know, you can build a business, and most of the time, even if a girl, you know, a set of girlfriends actually start doing something, you will see within like 3-4 years it will actually fall apart, and something might happen to that group. Let's say there is an imbalance of how much is gonna paid, how much is someone gonna get paid in the group or anything like that, and all these kind of things actually start, you know, building up, which does not happen really a lot with male friendships. For example, like, they're very clear from day one, like, guys, yeah, we're doing this, but we're gonna get paid each for this, and this is what we can do. But girls, you know, they become way too polite with each other at the beginning, and then they're like, oh no, don't worry, and that makes it look like, oh my god, we're like sisters from another mother, like, you know, all those kind of things. But you will see those kind of businesses or friendships 5 years down the line, they're gonna be like, you know, I did this for you, I don't know why you can't do this for me now, or you know, you're gonna be paid more than me in this business and I've not said anything about that, so I can get that extra milk for that coffee or something like that. Like, you know, they will start saying like these kind of things here and there, and then they might, and that friendship will basically fall off because of that particular reason, which is that you're overly nice and then you fall into the trap of being nice forever. But you can't be nice forever. Like, but guys, for example, are very clear from day one that this is how it's gonna work, and that will be my point, which is the fact that you know, female friendships are way too nice at the beginning and end very sourly. So that's how it is, and this is why I feel like female friendships do not exist.
Well, again, I just could not disagree with you more, because I think the first thing about how you said about female friendships, you know, how the, you know, it's all about it being really nice in the beginning and then it slowly turns sour. I think that first of all, again, it's about what you are attracting. If you're attracting a group of female friends, and again, this can even exist between male friendships as well, but if you are attracting a group of friends, whether they're male or female, and they love drama, which I, for example, have witnessed myself in my sixth form, there are like certain groups that just love drama, just attract drama to themselves. And if I wish to stay in that group, then it's my choice. I can go to that group and I can get to know all the tea and all the drama. But I can also choose to stay away from the group. So it's not that now I won't be able to find any other friends, because there are so many other people in my sixth form. It's not only that group of people. It's my choice if I want to go and stay with them and be in that drama, judgmental zone. So again, what I'm trying to say is it's all about yourself. And secondly, going back to the thing about rules, I think that is where rules actually play a role. You said the rules before are bad because they're judgmental, but actually I think that's where rules are good, because that means that you are basically protecting yourself, and that's why you tell yourself from the beginning, from day one, that yes, I'm going to get paid 50%, you get paid 50%. That's how it works. And I think that is very strategic and is very, very good. And also I think that about the fact that you said about how females are very sour in the beginning, nice in the beginning and then sour later on, that is also not true, because if that was the case, then movements such as the suffragette movement and the feminist movement, they would not have lasted if girls were not able to be consistent. Surely, because girls were able to be consistent and they were able to stand together and raise awareness for an issue for so long, that is why the feminist movement had become successful, and that is why we are able to vote as women. That's why we have so many rights. So surely it shows that actually women can cooperate together, and they can be friends, and they can even be consistent for a long period of time and not argue, and they can even end up being suffragettes and bring movement and change to this world.
Of course, but I feel like that with female friendships, one thing is that we have to be very making it clear in this podcast episode, which is about boundaries versus rules. And of course, rules are like, if there is a set of rules in a friendship, like that's very toxic in my opinion. But of course, you should have healthy boundaries for yourself and for the friendship group that you're in. Of course, we're not saying that you should now have no boundaries at all with your friends, but I'm just saying that if there's certain thing called rules, like that's very toxic in my opinion, then kind of a friendship, because that's actually restricting on who you are as a person. But boundaries are something very different. And I feel like with female friendships, it fades away very easily when there's no contact between two girls. Whereas with guys, even if they're not talking for like, let's say 2 months, they're like, okay, they're not going to be like, oh my God, why didn't you talk to me for like, you know, from the past 2 months, I'm not going to talk to you anymore, or I'm not going to be your friend anymore. But with girls, it becomes really weird, because the less you talk, obviously we're a very talkative creature, and obviously we need to connect with each other by talking. So it basically, let's say if a girl starts getting busy, or she has a full-time job, kids, and she has to like, you know, she has her in-laws and also her husband, like she might get very busy with her stuff. But then if a girlfriend who is not married and does not have all those responsibilities, and she basically like, you know, tries to contact her, and the girl keeps saying no, I'm busy, she might get very offended by it, and that's why she might think that, yeah, I'm not gonna be friend with her anymore, because she can't even find time, like even half an hour for me out of the week, because she has all these things to do. So which is why I feel like with female friendships, it's very high maintenance. You need to keep talking to them like every other day or every other week at least, to make sure that the connection is still built. Whereas with the guys one, it does not have to be that way, which is why it's very high maintenance. And I feel like it just takes more time to keep it like intact and everything like that, which is why I feel like female friendships do not exist.
I think that yes, things that are high maintenance sometimes can correlate to things that are actually lasting longer, which to some extent is a good thing. It's like, for example, if you buy yourself a very expensive dress, that is more, yes, it is more expensive, and yes, you spend more money out of your wallet, but it means they might actually last for 1 or 2 years rather than compared to a £2 dress which you buy and will only last you for a month. So I think that sometimes, yes, there will be things you need to invest in more, such as female friendships, but they're much more worthwhile. And that is why so many females just love female friendships, because yes, it takes a lot of effort and commitment, but overall in the long run it profits them so much. It makes them feel so good to have a group of supportive women with them. And also, I think that my last point for these 2 minutes before we end the debate is the fact that I think in female friendships the level of relatability is so high, and it's something that you actually sometimes can't even find in male friendships. Sometimes in male friendships, males have to suppress their emotions when they're with their guys just to look manly or masculine. But I think with girl friendships, sometimes we're much more able to express our emotions and how we are feeling, which means that our level of relatability is so much more higher. And this therefore means that we usually have longer lasting friendships and more friendships, because we just can relate to each other so much more, and we are able to basically, just cooperate with each other so much more. And that's why I believe female friendships do exist, because we don't hide away from each other our emotions, and we're actually able to express it, and we don't need to act like, masculine or manly like men do. And I think that's what is really, really good, that level of relatability. So that's why I personally think that female friendships do exist. So that was our debate for today. I hope that you have enjoyed this. I know this was a controversial one, as we always say, but again, as I've already mentioned, if you haven't already, please do read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to this podcast episode and all the podcast episodes of this series. And also please make sure to definitely comment down below if you're on Spotify, any future podcast idea suggestions, because we would love to know if you have any ideas for the future. And that's pretty much it for today's debate.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.